I'm very pleased to welcome Madam Ambassador Ferruhi, an Algerian diplomat with over 40 years' experience. She was Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to the Republic of Austria, to the Slovak Republic, and permanent representative of Algeria to the Office of the UN and the other international organizations in Vienna and in Geneva, and she was also ambassador to Spain. Mrs. Ferruhi was elected by state parties to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, as the president of the 2015 NPT Review Conference. She was involved in international negotiations related to the Helsinki process at the OSCE, the Uruguay World Trade Agreement to the NPT Review Conference, Climate Change Convention, the Comprehensive Testament Treaty, the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime, and the UN Convention Against Corruption. She chaired the working groups of outer space and also the PrepCom for CTBTO, to mention just a few. We are very honored that Ambassador Ferruhi, with her extensive experience and knowledge in multilateral diplomacy, has accepted to chair the advisory board of VMS. Madam Ambassador, you have been involved quite from the start. If you kindly tell us about VMS, what are the goals of VMS, when did it start, and the like, please.
Oh. Thank you so much, and I wish to thank you for your very kind words, because it is a privilege for me also to be invited and to speak about this very new institution called VMS. I will say some words since its inception here in Vienna. Then let me just start by saying that the Vienna International Institute for Middle East Studies was established then in the Austrian capital in March 2022, as an opportunity to bring about innovative approaches on key Middle East issues. And saying so, VMS has an advantage to benefit from the potential of the UN and international organizations based in Vienna, since there was no specific institute or institutions dealing specifically with the Middle East region. Then the Institute's goal is to focus on priority areas for the Middle East countries at regional and global levels with its partners to deepen research and expertise with constructive approaches, taking into consideration, of course, the changing global context and emerging threats and challenges we have and we are witnessing today. Since its inception, the VMS launched its annual program under the authority of its president, my dear friend Ambassador Sotania, and its advisory board composed of 14 eminent experts worldwide, I have the honor and privilege to chair. In discharging its work, special attention is paid to qualitative expertise that entails verified information and impartial analysis, thinking out of the box in accordance with the VMS goals, while promoting awareness raising, updating and sharing knowledge with the largest audience possible, particularly youth, students, academia, experts, politicians, civil society, and private sector as well. To complement the advisory expert work and realizing capacity building, the Institute welcomes university students to conduct research under the supervision of its president and members of the advisory board. So far, 5 highly qualified interns from different universities have and are contributing to this work and have and will receive certificates issued by the VMS, recognized by their universities. Internships are 3 to 6 months in person or online. And I have maybe to mention that being here in Vienna this week, I was also participating to the solemn ceremony during which 2 awards were given to 2 internships that have accomplished an excellent work on issues pertaining to the VMS program.
Yes, and they had introduced their research work before some members of the advisory board.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, could you also tell us about the activities organized by VMS so far?
Well, sure. I'm pleased to tell you that there was some restraint, I would say, maybe in our interactivity directly, you see, due to the COVID pandemic. Then our institute has organized virtual high-level experts webinars with presentations on topics of interest to the countries of the region, such as peace building, security, socio-economic development, youth, energy, environment, etc. And also that the experts debate and exchange of views, I have to mention this, I think it is important, are held under the Chatham House rule with proposals and recommendations for decision makers aimed at improving mutual understanding to prevent conflicts while mitigating the ongoing geopolitical mutations worldwide, especially the negative impact on the Middle East region. Let me just give you exactly the, how we can say, the webinars that we have organized so far. There were in total 7 of them. I will start with the first we organized. It was on the Ukraine crisis and the geopolitics of energy in the Middle East. This was organized on June 22, 2022. The second was organized under the theme of impacts of changing political dynamics on nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East. This was organized also on September 5th, 2022. The third one was on the Middle East in the context of new international tensions. This was organized on December 7th, 2022. The fourth one was expert meeting on Afghanistan, a roadmap towards a better future on March 13, 2023. The fifth one was an experts round table on the Iran-Saudi Arabia reconciliation with the intermediation of China. This was organized on June 26, 2023. And the sixth one was organized on BRICS vis-a-vis Middle East. This took place on October 19th, 2023, and we'll be having tomorrow a special event on Palestine, that means on January 16th, 2024.
These are quite a lot given the short existence of VMS. Maybe we should also tell the audience that those outcome of the expert meetings, though they were under Chatham House rule, when the experts or the panelists would agree, we can post their statements on our website, on the VMS website. Mm-hmm. Or if there are some constraints, then we summarize the discussions. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what about interactivities or partnerships between VMS and other think tanks or institutes?
Mm-hmm. You are right that our institute is very recent one, but this also shows maybe the how I can say the aim of the entire membership of the VMS to be more active as possible, no? As regards the Middle East issue, because this is a very interesting region and very strategic one. Yeah. And I think even we had a lot of, how I can say, of encouragement we get from even here, from the Austrian team things. Really, they were very happy to have the VMS established. Let me just answer your question regarding the interactivity we had so far. And our website, as you rightly mentioned, reflects updated information on developments in the Middle East, including research papers of the VMS or renowned experts, newsletters, including two special editions on the human rights tragedy in Gaza, have been distributed among subscribers. In the meantime, VMS signed 4 memoranda of understanding for collaboration with the following international institutes: the Arab Center for Security Studies, AXIS, the Moscow State Institute of International Relations, MGIMO, the Geneva Center for Security Policy, GCSP, and the last, not but, least, the Austrian Institute for European and Security Policy, IES. And I have maybe to mention that I had also the privilege and honor to be present at the signing ceremony of these two last institutes I just mentioned. I will maybe say it again, with the Geneva Center for Security Policy and the Austrian Institute for European and Security Policy, with their heads respectively being present at the VMS premises. Then we organized the signing ceremony, and I am very pleased to report also on this issue. Then, in conclusion, if I may, with over 4 decades of experience, I hereby encourage top experts, academia, diplomats, and practitioners across the globe to interact with the Vienna International Institute for Middle East Studies to contribute to our common cause and of peace and prosperity in the Middle East, which is indeed more than ever needed.
Yes, this is quite true. Madam Ambassador, thank you very much for your explanations and valuable thoughts. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. Have a nice day.